Asher Karcho Baderech. We said an amazing remez last week, last time, that a Amalek, the Yetzer Hara, makes us cold about us, our avodas Hashem, Karcho, but where? He makes it Baderech. He can't always succeed in keeping us away from mitzvahs, but he says, you know what, at least don't do it, don't go towards the mitzvah of this lavas. Baderech, on the way to the mitzvah, be cold. So, since that was a nice remez, I want to tell you another derech remez. Huh? So, the Gemara Bava Basra says like this. When someone gives a matana, they include the derech with the matana. What does that mean? I sell you a well in my field. We didn't speak about a path to the well. So, theoretically, I can tell you, if you have a helicopter system, like I said, go to get the water. But if you don't have a helicopter, you're stuck, because you don't have any way to get to the well. So the Gemara Bava Basra says, no, that's not how it is. When you give a matana, when you give a gift, you give that well, you give the tree, you give the derech also. A person can get to the well. So the Chiddush Rim brilliantly relates this to Shabbos. Huh? What's Shabbos? What's the Gemara Bava Basra tell us? It's a matana. Matana tol v'yeshim v'yesh kenazai. I have an amazing matana. We'll discuss this more other times. I have an amazing matana. Where v'beis kenazai? In my hidden places. What's its name? The Shabbos Shema, and its name is Shabbos. So says the Chiddush Erim, applying the Gemara in Bava Basra to the Gemara in Beitza, Hashem gave us a matana. What matana did He give us? Shabbos. But together with that, for sure He gave us the derech to get to Shabbos. He gave us the approach to get to Shabbos. He helps us in our hachana for Shabbos. Like we said last time, derech is the hachana. Derech is the approach, is the getting to. And just like when it comes to physical matana, someone gives a matana to his friend, he gives him the derech. So too, when Hashem gave us the derech Shabbos, He gave us the derech. He gave us the approach to get to there. Someone who applies himself and tries and wants to do the hachanas for Shabbos, wants to prepare for Shabbos in the right way, for sure Hashem is going to give a tremendous siyata d'shmaya. So if you put it all together, the two Ramazim comes out an interesting thing. On the one hand, where does the Yetzer Hara fight us? Baderech. Asher Karcho, where? Baderech. Don't go to mitzvahs with any Slavas. But on the other hand, so it's a real battle. On the one hand, the Yetzer Hara, Amalek, puts extra efforts into stopping us from being into the Hachanas for Shabbos and for mitzvahs. But on the other hand, Hashem gives us a special siyata d'shmaya. So it's really a world battle, World War III. We also mentioned that there are two types of Hachana days. There are two types of days when we're preparing for Shabbos, two types of days that come out, right? One is the planned day, and one is the unplanned day. Planned day means it all works out. You got your 5-hour Seder, you daven, you say Shir HaShirim, little tefil sashla, taste the chalim, tomeh, chaim zachu, chicken soup, givaldik. Yeah, sit in your salon, you sit in your living room, waiting for Shabbos to come. Beautiful. Then there's the unplanned day. Your wife got sick, you're cleaning the whole day. And the way we generally relate to it is the first type of day. That's a preparing for Shabbos day. But the sponge day, that's not a preparing for Shabbos day. This is not what I wanted. This is what I bought in for. This is what I was expecting. But that, as we said last time, is a falsehood. Because at the end of the day, if that's the day that Hashem prepared for us, if we accept that hashkacha and we accept Hashem's will that gave us that type of day, and we remember that all the details of our lives are decided by the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's no better way to go into Shabbos than to do His will. We plan for something which looks better. But if that's not what Hashem decided we get, we accept that with love, we fulfill His will, we clean the house, and that's the best way to prepare for Shabbos. And I wanted to finish with an amazing story about a chassid named the Rav Matisyo in Tveria. Tveria, a while ago, today there are a lot of wonderful people there still. I'm sure Gil has some relatives there. It was? I didn't read that, but okay, Gil claims it was a Weinberg. But there was a chassid named Rav Matisyo, and he came to shul on Friday night, and he was, mama, shaking and baking. He was full of eslavos, and a young chassid was looking on the side to him, you know, trying to daven, but looking at the other person davening to get a little chizik, and he's watching as he goes, more and more eslavos, more and more eslavos, more dveikus, more kavana. It was off the charts, his davening. And the young chassid is looking on the side and says, you know, it must have been Rav Matisyo probably learned for 8 hours before. You know, to get to this level, by the time Kabbalah Shabbos came, for sure he went to the mikveh early, and he, he's learning and saying Shir Shirim and going, and the Kabbalah Shabbos, the amazing Kabbalah Shabbos he had was obviously a crescendo that whole day. Okay, fine, davening's finally over. Matzio comes back to the earthly realms, and as he's leaving shul, he turns to his young chassid and he says, "Listen, could you do me a favor?" "Yeah." He says, "I want to go to the mikvah, but it's in an outward place where it wasn't Tveria. I guess you don't go there by yourself. Could you come with me to the mikvah?" "Fine." Chassid's thinking, like, why in the world would he go to the mikvah again? You know, it doesn't make any sense. He went to the mikvah already. Probably twice. Okay, but maybe he's on such a high level, he wants to go to the mikvah again. So, but this young chassid eventually, you know, gets up the gumption. He asks him, Matzio, why are you going to the mikvah again? He says, "You know, I'll tell you what, I'm not going again. My wife wasn't feeling well today. And the whole day, I was busy preparing and cleaning the house. I didn't have time for anything. I didn't have time for davening. I didn't have time to go to the mikvah." But he accepted Hashem's will, and his Kabbalah Shabbos was like no other Kabbalah Shabbos. This same Rav Matzio says when he would hold a sponge stick, it was worth it to come this morning to Shacharis and get up early to hear this. He would hold a sponge stick like a lulav. You know, I do Ratzon Hashem, I do God's will with a lulav, and I do God's will with a sponge stick. And if we could live on that level, halavai we would get there, that we could relate to our physical activities just like our mitzvah activities.